brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, the hottest thing in the world right now is the alternative media and the fight against the New World Order. It's growing exponentially. And the New World Order, through its minions, through its dupes, through its useful idiots, are going to try to make a move in the movement. And there's a unified thing. People attacking this show, it turns out, are occultists or are friendly towards it. And, you know, this is a news program. I'm covering news and information. And so they just bring it up like, oh, he's a Christian. It's all bull. By the way, we have the answer. It's the withering away of the state, eradicating the class system, on and on and on. And then yesterday I said, well, what will happen if somebody doesn't want to go along with this system? And the creator of Zeitgeist and Endem said, well, you'll have to be conditioned. You'll have to be reeducated. Folks, for those that know history and study, like myself and Mr. Griffin and others, I mean, we've seen all this a million times. This is repackaged. And in closing, I want to bring up Burmese for any comments he's got. But, G. Edward Griffin, I want to have you back on later to not just get into this, but how the whole liberty movement itself, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed it everywhere, has these people coming into it and saying, well, the New World Order isn't the problem. We need a good New World Order of the people, you know, denying how society operates. G. Edward Griffin.
Yes, we are right on target, I think, Alex. That's one of the most brilliant qualities of the New World Order people is that they understand human nature, and they know that there's going to be a tremendous backlash against what they're trying to do. So they never just wait for that to happen. They send their people into the field and say, look, if there's going to be a backlash, let's lead it ourselves, or let's be influential in it so that we can control it and make sure that it doesn't go anywhere. This has happened over and over again throughout history, and you can see it coming up now, of course. I think you're absolutely right in your observation of that.
Well, there's no doubt that this, I mean, you've seen it. This is grade A, recycled, Fabian socialist, H.G. Wells. I mean, it's word for word what we have seen from the Theophic Society and others. And God help us, because this is widespread right now, ladies and gentlemen. Alice Bailey, the externalization of the hierarchy. Let's bring in Jason Burmese briefly to finish up. On more comments you've got, Jason.
Somebody offers global governance or a New World Order type scenario, no matter how utopic it may sound for any problem, whether it be the Federal Reserve or 9/11, such as an international tribunal and the end of America, you have to be very suspect of that person off the get-go, and you have to be very critical of their thinking, because what these people want at the top is more consolidation of power. It's about power.
They always consolidate for the greater good and claim it's going to be utopia. I mean, we've heard this over and over again. All these young people don't know about the history, and they better look into it. I mean, again, how can you have the leader, the Christ of the UN Theosophic Society, the official UN religion, in the film, and then they tell us, oh, you can't even argue about political systems. You're the old order. You're Christians, and we're not even bringing Christianity up. I mean, that is always a red flag. I mean, is that not, G. Edward Griffin?
Yes, it is. Well, it's not just Christianity. Any organized religious or powerful religious group is anathema to the New World Order people, because they're collectivists and they want complete loyalty and dependence upon the state. The state is the new religion.
Which is what they say, the new scientific state, where they're going to scientifically control us, and they claim the New World Order currently isn't doing that. Of course they're setting up a scientific dictatorship.
Yeah, and that's always been the goal of collectivism. And they like to use the word science because that sounds so advanced, so modern, so intelligent, you know. But actually, there's no science to it at all, unless it's the science of human engineering, thought control. That's where the science comes in.
And then they have the nerve to claim that's not a centralized system. Centralization is the problem. True diversity is the answer. G. Edward Griffin, fire out your website.
Yes. What did you say?
Fire out your website.
Oh, my website. Well, I think you'll find all this information on our Freedom Force website, and that's www.freedomforceinternational.org.
Okay, thank you, G. Edward Griffin.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's the need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, Okay, here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Sheriff Raymond Franks, former Travis County Sheriff, running for sheriff. Then we have Red Beckman joining us, coming on the show to talk about how important it is to have good peace officers and good sheriffs. And then, of course, Officer Jack McClam joining us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. I wanted to finish up now with Jason Burmes on Zeitgeist Addendum. You know, in closing, Jason, just everything about it is bad. They mix in that the Federal Reserve is bad, and they say they have a new world order that's going to be great. It's total theosophic society, the UN religion, the UN Christ is in it. They're talking about the God spirit in us. And then telling us that we're just religious. Well, we're not even talking about religion because they are religiously obsessed with this new man. This is straight up Albert Pike, and we need to expose this because this is aggressive towards us. I've noticed the whole movement is aggressive, but then always acts like if you criticize it, that you don't even count. You're just an intellectual idiot. Shut up. So just classic New World Order tactics. Jason Burmes?
Yeah, and they also discuss how every civilization before the one that is created won't even be in the history books. It'll be pretty much eviscerated, and they'll just talk about how there were big land grabs and people took stuff from other people. Well, that's pretty horrifying to me. I'd like to think that the story of the human spirit is going to live on for generations to come, especially after we defeat these globalists, Alex.
Well, absolutely. Everything is a process, and anybody that tells you that, you know, there's this utopia and the withering away of the state and we're going to re-educate people, look out. And a lot of people are being suckered by this, but I'm going to have to counter it. And then they never counter me on any of my facts. Like, well, why is this guy, you know, the UN Christ? I mean, why are they talking about God spirit? You know, I'm not even bringing up religious systems. You are. And they just, you know, say, shut up. You know, you're not even allowed to comment. I mean, I just go back to that, or they say, you're just jealous of it. No, I've never even really watched it until now. I'm not paying attention. I have everybody on to build everybody up. You know, I mean, they try every intellectual dishonest trick, the people that are trying to counter us, when I'm just saying, hey, man, this is the New World Order group. This is the Theosophic group. I mean, they have the Christ of the Theosophic group in their film. That's what they're saying. This has always been that New World Order technocratic religion, where they set up communism and then dangle pictures of high-tech cities in front of you. I mean, that's the old trick 100 years ago. And they're doing the same trick again, and I'm just going, my God, I know history. I've seen this a million times. They're like, no, it's new. It's revolutionary. You can't even grasp it. And, man is, you know, going to quit wanting his neighbor's wife, and people aren't going to want bigger, better houses. I said, well, can I have a house in this future system? And he goes, you will have a place where you can go to for privacy. Well, will I be able to have a gun? Well, I don't see why you're going to need a gun. You know, there's going to be all this great peace. And then we'll have everything will be according to the load of the earth. Well, who's going to decide that? And that's all the theosophic system. Man, I tell you, Burmes, this is amazing.
Yeah, you know, I was very wary with the original release of Zeitgeist. I thought it was, well-produced, excellently done. I had a lot of questions. I actually interviewed Peter Joseph probably 2.5 years ago. And, you know, looking back on it, if you check it out on YouTube, when I asked him, well, how do you feel about people interpreting this as kind of new agey and futuristic and kind of one world? He got very defensive on that. And he was like, well, what's wrong with that? And, you know, I countered it by saying, well, a lot of the proponents of that don't seem to have this great utopian vision for the common man. It seems like that utopian vision is for the upper echelon, while the rest of us are pretty much drugged and enslaved, Alex.
No, that's the key, what you just hit on. This Zeitgeist Illuminati view is for the general slaves. You won't work anymore. It's going to be heavenly. The machines will run it all. That's always what they've put out to the general public the last 150 years. But for the elite and their real UN policy documents and the Theosophic Society, it's exterminating the majority of us. And Alice Bailey, and then after that, Barbara Marx Hubbard, saying, you know, we're the pale horse death. We're going to slaughter the majority of people. Every Christian must be killed because their backward system keeps the consciousness from rising and keeps. And so I'm like having him on, you know, with a secular show going, well, you know, what about this and that? Oh, you're Christianity. Well, I'm not talking about Christianity. Christians, 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 and other religious people. It's all made up. It's not science. Meanwhile, did you hear about the Theosophic Society Christ and the wonderfulness that's coming? You know, and I'm like, I mean, this is cult land. I mean, that's what this is.
Yeah, and I got to say, Alex, you know, like you stated before, I'm not the most religious guy out there. But you have to give some kind of credence to religion when the upper echelon are out there doing pagan rituals in the woods of California in Sonoma for 2 weeks out of the year.
But more than that, the locals protested me in a bunch of newspapers and the Sonoma Free Press and the rest of it because I covered the rituals. They got real mad about that, and then we showed up, and they were doing rituals. The point is, they always claim they're atheists. That's their cover to discredit the existing system because they have to get rid of the old before they bring in the new that is really the ancient.
I'm with you, Alex, and, you know, thank God for people like yourself that continue to expose this system, and, you know, I do what I can. I was on a radio show this morning talking about, you know, one world government, the new world order, you know, the election. But, yeah, this Zeitgeist addendum, I'm hoping it won't take off as big as Zeitgeist. You know, we are giving it a lot of press, but that's because, you know, a lot of people are coming to us with this stuff. You know, we're getting emails.
Well, here's the deal. Exactly. I mean, people said, hey, what do you think of this? And I went and watched it. You told me you were worried about it. And I went and said, man, this I've seen this 100 times. This is pure New World Order. This is their highest, you know, level system. This is what they push, yeah, always, for over 100 years. And then I got the guy on, and he just kind of dissed me when I talked about genetics having a big effect, you know, on any point or on certain breeds of cow being more aggressive. He said, no, they're not. And I'm like, and he was, science. You don't have science. And I'm like, I'm talking about science here. I mean, you know, well, that's not, you know, it's what they're doing is religious. What they're doing is a religion. It's the religion of the one world Christ, world government state. Jason Berman, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I you know, mentioned this a few weeks ago because I saw it and was kind of worried about it. But then I thought, oh, these are good guys. You know, they just mean well, kind of new agey. And then I researched it more and I was like, whoa, this is the top echelon stuff. I mean, this is the world Christ. This is the world government. And now I'm like, whoa. This is serious. I should have countered this years ago. You know, but I tried to play nice. Well, see, they don't want to play nice, folks. It's all about how they're high up and you're low down. It's a mind trick. Well, really, it's a bunch of bull they're putting out. All right. Raymond Frank, 2008 Republican candidate for Travis County Sheriff. Website's RaymondFrank.com. And he will decriminalize marijuana. He will ban taser use. He doesn't like to talk about himself, but he's had more combat hours and more hours than anybody else ever in his area of the military. Instead of going over this giant bio, you were also the head of an investigative unit in the military. And again, former Travis County sheriff, now running for sheriff again. Special Agent, Lieutenant Colonel with the U.S. Air Force Special Investigations for 15 years. Assignment in Berlin, Paris, London, Wiesenbaden, on and on and on. Iceland, South Central Texas, everywhere. And he was Travis County Sheriff for 8 years. He holds the Air Force highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. And we really appreciate you coming on with us. And we got some folks that some of your colleagues who are supporting you coming on later in the show, Red Beckman and Jack McClam. But it is great to have you here with us in studio, Sheriff.
Glad to be on your show, Alex. It's a real privilege.
You bet. Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself that I didn't get into in the bio.
Well, I spent 26 and a half years in the military service, and you pretty well covered what I did there. I came back in 1970, and in 1972, I decided to run for sheriff. And that was the first year that 18-year-olds voted, and I was running against a good sheriff. He'd been in office 20 years, and I was successful in defeating him. Served 4 years, was reelected 4 years, then I was defeated by a local police officer, Sheriff Dorian Bailey. But I've seen a lot of things that, some good things have happened since then, but there's a lot of things that I don't like, and I want to do something about it, so that's why I'm running for sheriff.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to have you with us at least a half hour in the next hour, so an hour plus with you today, sir. And we'll talk about what you would do as sheriff in Travis County and how we need other people like himself to run for sheriff in other areas and how important the office of the sheriff is. And we are seeing some other police chiefs and sheriffs now restrict or ban tasers, some of the things you're calling for. So we'll be discussing that all when we get back on the other side.
day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Okay, Sheriff Raymond Franks, tell us why you're running for sheriff and what you're going to do and change here in Travis County if you get elected.
Well, the main reason I'm running for sheriff because he's so extravagant in his budget. And I call it predatory projections that he makes in his budget. And this, in turn, provided him access to more money and personnel from the county commissioners. For instance, he says he'll get 249 tickets a day to meet his yearly projection. 249 tickets a day. That's a lot of tickets. You know how long it takes to write a ticket. During that same time, he'll work 22 accidents a day. That takes at least an hour, tying up two units. Then the big thing is calls for service, 360 calls for service for 24 hours a day to meet his yearly projection. And that's why I'm calling them predatory projections.
Well, the bottom line, in the past, if a car got robbed or a house got broke into, the police or sheriffs would show up. Now, all over the country, they're saying, we're just not going to show up most of the time. We're too busy writing tickets.
That's exactly right. And they have in their budget right now over $200,000 in performance pay. And what that is it goes for people that do an outstanding job writing tickets. But there's still a lot of that money appropriated in the corrections area, so I don't know exactly how that's distributed.
What would you do with illegal aliens? Because, you know, this is a sanctuary city and county, and they're above citizens. They get to drink and drive, not have ID, not have insurance. A citizen literally just gets clobbered if they have a crooked toenail, but illegal aliens can do whatever they want.
Well, for immigrants that do not have documents, I don't know what I'd do. If they're put in jail by people, we're not going to look for them. My department's not going to look for them, but we will have them in jail and take care of them. But we will not allow an ICE agent to have an office in the Travis County Jail. ICE is part of Homeland Security.
And that federalizes the department.
That's right. And once they get their foot in the door, you know, they'll want something.
No, I understand all that, but I mean... But why do I get arrested if I don't have an ID, but a lord doesn't?
I don't know. I will fight against it whenever I have a chance in speaking.
I'd be glad to let them drive without a license or insurance. I think it's a free market. Sue somebody if they hurt you. The point is, I'm tired of all this socialism. The point is, I don't like illegal aliens having more rights than I do.
Well, that's not right. I know they do, and it should change. A lot of those undocumented aliens are going back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because they can't make a living here anymore.
That's right. The globalists don't suck the country dry. Sheriff, you talk about decriminalizing marijuana. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, right now, the Class B misdemeanor, 2 ounces or more, is 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. And I want to lower that to a misdemeanor, which would be a $500 fine. And that is decriminalization of marijuana. I don't advocate the use of it. I'm just saying that I want to do that to...
I don't either. You can hardly hire good employees because they're also stoned in Austin. But the point is that they got all these ads saying marijuana is terrorism. Marijuana has no connection to terrorism like cocaine and heroin.
Yeah.
It has no connection to funding terrorism. And 87% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. And I don't think it's as bad as alcohol. I mean, I'd be against people stumbling around drunk on the job, too.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's just all the potheads. But you know, I mean, I don't even like potheads. But the point is you're right. You shouldn't be throwing them in prison.
No, there's no place for them in prison. Now, the Austin Police Department, if they pick up somebody with a small amount of marijuana, they'll give a citation. But that's not what the law says. If they want to do it, I think that's their policy. And I don't know what the sheriff department does. I'm not familiar with what they do when they pick somebody up. They probably comply with the law.
But you're saying that you're going to decriminalize.
That's right. I did that in 72. I appeared before 73, when the legislature met. That's when my first year in office. The senator in charge of the jurisprudence committee was Charles Herring, a senator from Austin, Texas. And I advocated the decriminalization then of marijuana. And see, in those days, you could get 10 years in the state penitentiary for having a cigarette. 10 years. Now, Travis County didn't send them down there, but the so-called redneck counties did. And
my mom talked about in college, if anybody had long hair in the car, they'd pull you over and just tear your car apart. And if they found any marijuana, people go to prison. But if you were wearing football jerseys and had short hair, you could be as drunk as you wanted, riding around shooting signs with shotguns. They'd just smile at you.
That's not right. I know that happens.
All right, stay there. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into tasers and a lot more and your website. Folks, donate to him. Get involved. I know there's a lot of election fraud in Travis County. But if there's a huge turnout for Raymond Franks, they may not be able to cover that up. And, you know, yeah, he's a great guy. I can't think of having a better sheriff than Raymond Franks. And he's somebody we really need here in Travis County. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls.
We're going to bring Red Beckman up for the balance of the hour with Sheriff Raymond Franks talking about the proper role of the sheriff who's elected by the people. We see sheriff's departments being abolished all over the country. We see the city taking over the sheriff's departments. Well, the sheriff's departments of the county that is commissioned and powered by state law and by the state and by the legislature and then by the people that elect them at the county. So that is above the city. That's an incorporated private corporation. And so, you know, we see this centralization of power away from the people. We're going to be talking about that with the father, the grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association expert on this, Red Beckman, coming up in about 30 minutes. Jack McClam's going to join us, and riding shotgun the entire time will be Sheriff Raymond Frank. RaymondFrank.com. Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Frank.com. So please check it out. And, you know, if you're a person who's retired peace officer, or you were a sheriff before, or a sheriff's deputy, why don't you run in your area? Why don't you educate the public about this? This is one way to hold back the tyranny. Going back to Sheriff Raymond Frank, tasers, you're saying you're going to ban them for use in the sheriff's department.
Absolutely. No place for, it's a torturous weapon, no place for it in my department.
And how did you come upon that understanding, that realization?
Well, I've done a lot of study, and the military won't use it. And they give a reason why, and it's based upon torture, and I'm against torture of any type, and I decided that that's the way it's going to be. Over 310 people have died in Canada and the United States as a result of tasering. Now,
by the way, that's a conservative number.
Well, that's what's been commonly reported in the newspapers. 290 in America, and I'm not saying that the taser itself killed the guy, but the response later, he died from it. So maybe they fell from a balcony or something like that.
Well, there have been a bunch of coroners and cardiologists have said that it is killing people. So.
Well, I believe it.
By the way, they're boosting them from 50,000 watts to 75,000 watts.
Yeah, I know that. At the Cal Palace in San Francisco, they had one on display. It attracted a lot of attention.
Well, I mean, this is intimidation, too. When they had those secret FEMA camps exposed in Denver, it said inside the barbed wire fences, you know, electric shock systems used here. And that's all part of I mean, these are cattle prods.
Yeah, it's horrible. And now I understand they have bracelets that will fit on you that they can apply.
Homeland Security wants to make it, and Homeland Security did say they want it, to make everybody who flies wear a taser bracelet.
God, that's horrible. Terrible.
I mean, who can come up with this stuff?
I don't know how
it's like out of a science fiction movie.
It sure is. Absolutely. I want to do what I can to.
I saw you had an article about those type that are fired out of 12 gauges, too.
That's right. It'll go 100 feet.
Where is that article? I want to show people.
It'll go 100 feet. No, that's a guy in New York that recently a guy from New York was on a balcony, obviously a mental health patient to some type, and they decided to go ahead and taser him, and he fell 10 or 12 feet to the concrete and died in a hospital an hour later. And the sad thing was that the man that shot him with the taser, the police officer, took his own life a couple of days later. That was reported on NBC News.
Yeah, he was one that ordered them to shoot him. Just a terrible situation. And we've also seen the culture shift from the police and the sheriff's deputies being guardians of the people and being liked, you know, by and large. There were still some bad apples. To now, it really is an us-against-them mentality. How are they indoctrinating that into the police?
I don't know for sure. I'm real anxious to find out what's going on in the Sheriff's Department Academy, what they teach. Do they teach anything about ethics? That's very important to me. Because of what happened in the sheriff's department recently, where a guy was paying a man $10,000 if he would retire early so he could get promoted. That made the paper for a couple of days. Those are, you know, they're taking advantage of the public trust, and that's not right.
Amazing. I want to bring Red Beckman up, and we'll have plenty of time to get more into what you'll do as sheriff if you get elected again. You were in for 8 years previously. And been out of office for a while. Red Beckman, I wanted to get you on to comment on the important role of good sheriffs and the true power that sheriffs have as being the most, you know, powerful elected guardian of the people in a county, and the move we're seeing to disarm them, to geld the sheriff's departments. Red Beckman, welcome.
Good to be with you again.
Well, we got a great guy on the line, Red Beckman, another great gentleman here with us, Raymond Frank. What do you think so far you're hearing about this man?
Well, you know, our county sheriffs, nobody really understands. They just haven't been taught that the county sheriff is your best friend in your county. He was supposed to be, rather than your, you know, an antagonist or an enemy. They were to look out for the people, and especially the people that are vulnerable to the scam artists and all that type of thing. And they just don't understand because they were never taught. You know, I was at a meeting a week or so ago, and I said, if I was to put in one simple sentence the problem that we have in this country, is that we have overdosed on propaganda. They feed us all this stuff calling it education, and it's not an education, it's propaganda. And when they start telling people what the sheriff's position is really all about and how he's supposed to function, that's when you'll see sheriffs that will operate the way they are supposed to. You know, we've got people that are in sheriff's office all over this country that don't have a clue. The real principle behind the sheriff's system, as we were given back there a long time ago, and they just don't know.
Well, this ties into the entire system of the state and its relationship to the federal system, how they're gelding and taking over the sheriffs and turning them into minions of the cities that are supposed to be under them because the cities are creatures of the state and the people, how they're dummying up the juries, the grand juries, all of it. How does this tie together, Red Beckman?
Well, you see, ignorance. People that don't know the truth are easily manipulated and used. And so truth has to be, we have to get it out there. We have to get it out there to where it's available to people. And, of course, the situation we've got right now in this country, we've never, this country has never faced a trauma like we're facing right now, this economic thing. And people are listening. People are paying attention. People are angry. And an American, he's kind of a strange animal. If he's comfortable and his belly is full and everything, well, he doesn't pay that much attention. But right now, people are very uncomfortable with what's going on, and as a result, they're paying attention to what we're saying. And so I'm an optimist. I always have been, and I will be until the day I die, because we do have truth that's available, and it's available, and people at this point are ready to learn. And so our responsibility is to get the truth out there and let them hear the truth. And of course, this thing with these tasers, I'll tell you, this is just the gentleman you have there calling it torture. It's absolutely no other word for it. Fits it like calling it torture. And, of course, the founding fathers, they insisted that we not have a standing army in this country. Well, when the feds step in and when they start dictating to the sheriff and the state highway patrol and everybody else, you end up, you've got a standing army. And in the Forest Service, we always admired the Forest Service and their work with Smokey Bear and this type of thing. Now they've become law enforcement. Your rangers out there in the hills are carrying guns. The BLM people, they're carrying guns.
Well, the attitude, not just of the militarizing and turning all these other groups into police, and then militarizing, and not just militarized police, but militarizing groups that weren't even police previously, is that it is an attitude at national parks and state parks and
yeah,
cops all over the country. It's rare to have a cop open a door for you and smile at you and be nice. Most of the time they look at you like you're a pile of steaming dog do. I'm sorry to talk like that. Sheriff Franks, how did this happen?
Well, I think Red hit the nail on the head. I think some of the sheriffs have been real lax. They're drawing a pretty darn good salary, and they're just let things go. For instance, years ago, under Ronnie Earl and Judge Calvert, they tried to rewrite the Texas Constitution. And in that, they left it up to the legislature to decide whether or not a county would have a sheriff. Well, I was on the committee to fight that, and it was defeated. And if I'm elected sheriff, I want to be back on that committee because
they're shutting sheriff's departments down all over the country.
Yeah, we're a constitutional office, and I want Travis County citizens to me.
And you have these unconstitutional municipal systems lobbying to get rid of you.
Yeah, I know.
Or absorb you.
I want the citizens to realize that I look at them as my family. They're the ones that give the $118 million for the Travis County Sheriff's Department. I don't want my department to look at the people of Travis County as the enemy.
Or food.
They're our friends.
And we're now seen as food.
And I'm going to make a lot of changes. We're going to order, for instance, MREs and have a big stock of those because I know things are going to happen in this county and in America in the next couple of years. It's going to be real bad.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether it's going to happen or not, every county should be prepared its own self to help the public, not always wait on FEMA and the feds.
Yeah, now I think it looks to me like the department is just looking who they can give a ticket to. for instance, the bottom of the hill where I live, I see patrolmen there using a speed gun, but they never come up on the street where I live. Well, they did the other day because my neighbor's house alarm went off, but I don't like that. But we're going to serve the entire county, and we're going to put speed traps and speeders on the back burner.
May I interject something here?
Yes.
I had to make a run into town this morning and get a haircut, and the barber was telling me about how he said, you have to be real careful right now. He said, the city cops and the highway patrol are out just handing out tickets wholesale. They must be running low on revenue. And I said, well, they are, because you see, as the stock market goes down, you know, there are some that say that as much as 65% of the risk capital, that's your capital in Wall Street and the stock market.
Our counties, cities, water districts, school districts,
yes.
And
you see, these investors, these government entities, they didn't want to cut the price of fuel. They wanted Exxon to have $10 billion profit every 3 months or so, because they were, they tell us that Exxon is 72% of the stock in Exxon is owned by government entities. Even your local school boards and your different boards, every county has got them. Planning boards, always. They've all.
Now, that was the comprehensive annual financial reports.
Yes.
And now, with all these unfunded mandates and the rest of it, everything's going bankrupt. And believe me, folks, now that you don't have jobs, they're going to squeeze you even tighter.
Absolutely.
At a certain point, it's going to implode. I mean, how are cops going to squeeze blood out of a stone?
Yes.
Sheriff Franks, I mean, how is that going to happen as the economy gets worse?
It's going to be real serious, and it's going to be up to a good sheriff to take care of his people and not take advantage of, giving excessive number of tickets and things like that, and concentrate on protecting our families.
I mean, here's my question. I had my car broken into more than a decade ago. Everything's stolen, you know, the stereo, stuff like that. Police wouldn't come out. I was in Dallas years ago. My car got stolen. Cops laughed at me, said, we can't help you. I hung up, and they showed up mad, saying, you don't hang up till we give you permission to hang up on 911. And then I've read all these articles around the country where the police are now saying, we're not even going to come to basic home invasions and basic robberies now, but we're going to be out there focusing on writing tickets to raise revenue. That's a serious crime now. Now, they've said police aren't there to protect you, and they have no liability to do it. But still, that's the overall idea they're putting out. Your comments on that, Sheriff Franks, and then Red Beckman.
The other day when I was campaigning, a young man that lives in Manor, Texas, called the sheriff's office for assistance, some problem. It wasn't a real major problem, but it was a problem to him and should have been dealt with by the county. And they told him, no, we don't have time to fool with that. I can't believe that the sheriff would allow his people to take that kind of an attitude and have that type of a policy.
Well, also, 911 times have gone from 6 minutes to 8 minutes to 10 minutes to 12 minutes. The national average, I saw it last week, 14 and a half minutes. But the government wants our guns, but then says the cops will be there in 14 minutes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something else. In the budget, in this past budget that ended September 30th, the sheriff's department purchased 79 new patrol cars, Crown Victorias, V8s, and got 25 additional personnel for their law enforcement bureau. I don't know what the bureau is, but that equipment and personnel are used to write tickets. That's primarily what they do, because there's portions of county, Travis County is not protected by the sheriff's office. They have allowed the constables to take over at least two areas, and in other words, those citizens have to pay the constable for protection. And they're already county taxpayers. They're entitled to protection.
Well, that's because most of the money's taken and invested in the stock market, which, by the way, police, you're never going to see in your pension. It's never coming. It's over. The globalists are stealing it all right now, and I told you 10 years ago it would happen, and you laugh. You're going to find out how much your new order loves you. What about this, Red Beckman? It came out yesterday that 34% of all the police in Atlanta are violent felons or violent criminals. I mean, assaults, beating their wives before they're cops. Stealing, Grand Theft Auto. And the police department said, well, we've got to expand. And we just can't get anybody but criminals. I mean, they're actually hiring felons, just like the Army, comments Red Beckman.
Well, that doesn't surprise me about Atlanta, because they say they can't get anybody. Well, big cities such as Atlanta, they have, they mollycoddled the criminals and such for so long, and it's not just there. It's in the community where I'm at here in the state of Washington, 40 to 50,000 people here in a matter of 25 or 30 miles. That's not very many people. But they have all of these people running around that make a living off of crime. And they should be locked up or something. There has to be something done to stop this crime wave, but they don't. They get their
exactly. They leave the criminals alone and the illegal aliens alone, and they just squeeze the soccer mom and went 5 miles over the speed limit. We'll be right back.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Not a free society. We're losing our hard-fought, hard-won liberties. We're going into a global control system. By the way, John, I want to start the next hour with the Dragamoff the Interstate Sockatoom JP Blues. So cue that up. Jerry Franks, you're laughing. Have you heard that song?
Yeah, I have.
Had you ever heard it before this? Listening to this show?
I don't think so.
It's a funny song, but it says it all. Going back to Red Beckman, Red, I remember 10 years ago learning in Army press releases and in industry publications about how they were hiring felons and aggravated felons and illegal aliens for the military, and I would read those documents on air, and people wouldn't believe me. Now, for about 5 years, They admit the biggest army recruiting centers in Mexico City, the second largest in Manila, Philippines, third largest in the Ukraine. They are converting our military over to foreigners, but also aggravated felons who are foreigners and aggravated felons out of prison here in the U.S. Stalin and Hitler did that. I want to get your take on that and then get Sheriff Frank's take on it.
Well, they make a big thing out of this terrorism. Terrorism, it doesn't rear its ugly head unless you have government that has become a tyranny, a government that is almighty, and you see a government that is a tyranny. You end up with people that get hammered and they get hurt, they get damaged, and they reach a point where they have nothing to lose, and the only weapon they have is whatever they can devise by their innovations and this type of thing. You don't have terrorism unless you have a terrorist government. A government that's involved in terrorism will end up with terrorists, in a war against terrorists.
But not just that. We also have the manufacturing terrorism as a pretext to crack down on the population. Sheriff Frank, specifically in your sheriff's department, if you find out they've hired criminals, are you going to get rid of them?
I'm sure going to try. I know the sheriff's department is a civil service operated. But I don't want any criminals working for me because I want to maintain the highest of ethical standards.
Can you believe we even have to discuss? I mean, my question, Red and Sheriff Frank, when the government starts hiring criminals, it's an evil government.
Absolutely. It's incomprehensible to think that we hire such people, especially in the military and so forth. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's a big red flag, isn't it, Red?
Absolutely. And, of course, I'm old enough to where I've seen the progression over the years. And, I remember what this country was. I compare what's happening today with what happened in the 1930s with the Depression. And people helped each other. People looked out for each other, and I can see this thing coming now, and people are going to keep their doors locked. They're not, they're going to be looking inward rather than outward, and the picture is going to get real ugly because, they talk about a 1930s depression. We aren't going to have a 1930s depression. It's going to be so much worse than the 1930s, that there won't be any comparison whatever.
And on top of it, we're going to have militarized police running around squeezing people.
Absolutely, and terrorizing. And the result is going to be terrorism coming back on them.
And you mean real, not even, I agree, not even manufactured. I wouldn't call it terrorism. You're going to have physical resistance.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question
about it. Red,
stay there.
Do 5 more minutes with us. It's going to be 8 after. We're going to have Officer Jack McClam on with us. Sheriff Raymond Frank is our guest. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.